Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. That's a little Heartland music bringing us back. Mr. John Mellencamp. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, regardless of where you are on the time continuum of ownership, regardless of what you got going on, whether it's something you're excited about or something you're frightened about. We got something you can read or listen to or watch at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Gary Moore is our guest. Gary's our great friend, longtime founding member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of Financial Seminary, the author of the brand new book, Look Up America. Gary, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the new book. We were talking in the previous segment about why some of these guys who created so much mayhem are not in jail. And Gary, look, John Corzine bankrupted his company. I mean, it literally went from being a fully functioning company to being bankrupt in less than 30 days out of the blue. They still haven't found $1.2 billion of client money. Why isn't he in jail? Why is he vacationing in the Hamptons? Nobody's even talking about that $1.2 billion of client money that has vanished. Gary, what's the deal?
Oh, we just talked about that, Jim. You remember where John Corzine was?
I know. But I mean, why aren't people? I mean, Main Street needs to pay attention to this, don't they?
Well, let me say this, Jim. I think it's easy to focus on these symbolic, almost people. Okay, like Enron, for example. All right. I served on a board with Ken Lay of Enron, who did not go to jail.
And he died. Only because he died.
He died, that's correct.
He was headed to jail.
That was a very complex situation to understand, but that, again, was a case of politics. W used to call Ken Kenny Boy. Mm-hmm. They were so close.
Yeah.
It goes back to that over and over and over if you look at it. But let me tell you something that bothers me more and more these days, Jim, is this thing is cultural. It has always existed at the top of Wall Street. Let me give you another name to Google if you want to, or Wikipedia or whatever. Richard Whitney. Richard Whitney. A lot of people don't remember that when the market was melting down on Black Friday in 1929, mm-hmm. J.P. Morgan and the boys at the top got together, much as they do with the Fed today, and they in essence said that we bankers will take care of this. And Whitney, I think at the time, was either the president or vice president of the New York Stock Exchange. He became the president, if I remember the facts correctly. But basically, they sent him over there with the backing of themselves. And he famously walked onto the floor of the stock exchange and started bidding, I think it was for U.S. Steel. And everybody looked around and said, what's going on? And it in essence, halted the meltdown, okay, because they realized that he had the backing of Morgan and so on. Pretty much like if Nike came out today and said that we have an open spigot to the banks.
Right.
And long story short, what people don't remember is that Whitney later went to jail for embezzlement.
Huh.
Okay. And that's been going on, and I think will always go on, Jim, forever. What bothers me even more, and maybe I see it more because I'm in financial services, and, studies even tell us that business students who are pursuing an MBA will cheat more on a test than other professions, Jim, okay, if they think we will get ahead. I mean, that's just fact.
Oh, listen, there was a survey taken of people on Wall Street, and it was I forgot the number, but the number was astounding of the people who said that it was okay to cheat.
Oh, Jim, it's just we grow up in a culture where I won't say the only thing that matters is whether it makes money or not.
But Gary, that's not how things are on Main Street. And here's why. I'm not going to say, Gary, I'm not going to say that Main Street people are better than you know, human beings than others, even though I think they are. But I'm not going to say that, Gary. But I will tell you that on Main Street, we don't get away with stuff like that. If people who want to cheat, people who do cheat, are caught by their customers, caught by their vendors, caught by the government, and they pay the price.
I'm going to disagree with you, Jim. And again, I think the difference in our perspective is you're talking about the guy out there running the print shop and so on.
Main Street.
I'm talking about, you know, I left the big Wall Street firms because of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been an independent financial planner, and let me just give you an example, and I could give you many, Jim, but of this cultural thing that is coming down, and if it's not in the printing houses yet, and I think it's more than you're willing to give credit for, Jim, but it's definitely in the small financial services arrangements on Main Street. I serve a mom-and-pop clientele.
I
was in a firm of 100 brokers, Jim. Been told for years that I was accumulating stock worth some money.
Yeah.
And the guy recently just disassociated himself from our firm, promised everybody that if they went with him, their stock would be worth a ton of money one day.
Yeah.
And yet the people he left behind, Jim, he has told them our stock is worthless.
I'm talking about Main Street.
That's Main Street,
but
Jim.
That's still the financial industry, though.
But it's financial industry, yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm talking about Main Street, not connected to Wall Street. And Main Street small business is not like that. And that's the reason why, folks, that's what Main Street has got to do. We've got to take back our country.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.